You still have your hymnal open to hymn number 861. I ask you to pray with me that third stanza will be our prayer this morning. 861, the third stanza. We pray together. Christ be my Savior in calm as in strife. Death cannot hold me, for He is the life. Nor darkness, nor doubting, nor sin and its stain can touch my salvation. With Jesus I reign. Amen. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen. As human beings, we have one common condition that causes us problems. And that condition is, of course, sin. We are all sinners. Our sin separates us from God and, sadly, from each other also. Furthermore, the wages of sin is death. All human beings face death. The mortality rate is 100%, yet God is eminently fair. You see, death is handed out equally. One death per person. So we need a way to survive the siege of sin and the pangs of death. More specifically, we need someone to save us from sin and death. We need a Savior. And thanks be to God, God has provided that Savior. He has sent His Son into the flesh to be our Savior. He has done all that is necessary to save us. The question is, do you believe it? Do you believe it? The question for all, repeat all, human beings becomes, what do you believe about Jesus? This question cannot be ignored. It is not possible to avoid this question. If one answers the question correctly by believing in Jesus as God's Son and the Savior of the world, then that person has eternal life. If a person answers the question incorrectly, then eternal death and destruction await. If the person ignores the question, then he has, in effect, answered it negatively. And again, eternal death and destruction await. The question must be dealt with by each person. Positively, negatively, or ignored, the question is answered. For each of us, answering this question is eternally important. Either eternal life is granted or eternal death and destruction consumed. We believe in Jesus. And we believe what Jesus said. And the first thing that He says to us today from John chapter 14 is that we should not be troubled, but believe in Him and in His Father. Secondly, when we die, He will come to get us. He's going to come get us and take us to the place that He's prepared for us. And thirdly, Jesus commands us to believe in Him, in who He is, in what He says and does, and to believe in His Father. Jesus wants you to know that He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way to God. He is the truth about all things on heaven and earth. He is the life that the living God gives to the world. Eternal life. There is no other way to God or to truth or to life with God. Jesus promises heaven to us. He has the power. He has the power to deliver on His promises. By believing in Him and His work, we receive eternal life. When Jesus says, "I will do it," that is what He means. He will do it. We needn't think that we are responsible for work that will save the world or us. The work of salvation, the work of being Savior, is His work. He has done it and has proclaimed from the cross It is finished. He did all the work that the Savior of the world was required to do. Then he sent his Holy Spirit to us to enable us to believe in him and what he did. Dear ones in Christ, as confessional Lutherans, we are very fortunate and blessed. Our beliefs are written down for the whole world to read and examine. Our beliefs are well defined. They come from the Holy Scriptures and are exposited in the Lutheran confessions. They can be found in the creeds, in the small catechism, the large catechism, the Augsburg Confession and its apology, the power and primacy of the Pope, the small called articles, and the formula of concord, both the epitome and the solid declaration. All of these writings are contained in one book entitled the Book of Concord, or as the new edition is titled, Concordia. It is in these writings that we find our unity of faith. Concordia means unity. We find our unity in doctrine. We are not united by a particular pastor, his teachings, or by a building. We are united by doctrine. Doctrine about God and his plan of salvation for us through his Son, Jesus of Nazareth. We are united in a common faith that is expressed in our common confession. And when our new pastor comes, neither our doctrine nor our confession will change. The continuity of our faith is found in the continuity of our doctrine. We do not seek something new from God. Jesus said it's finished. And Hebrews 1:1 says it well. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. God has spoken. That is perfect tense. God has spoken, and his speaking has lasting and continuing results. And one of those results is that we confess Christ as our Savior. We confess Christ and him crucified. We confess Christ at every opportunity. And for just a sample of what we confess about Christ, I'm going to ask you to open the hymnal, page 322, Article 2, Redemption. Page 322, Article 2, on redemption. Page 322, Article 2. Following the word redemption, and I ask you to join me as we say, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent sufferings and death, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns into all eternity. This is most certainly true. Thank you for your confession. That, dear ones, is our confession about Christ. That is how we answered the question, what do you believe about Jesus? St. Stephen answered the question, what do you believe about Jesus, in this way? Brothers and fathers, hear me. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did not your fathers persecute? And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whom you've now betrayed and murdered, you who received the law as delivered by angels and did not keep it. Stephen confessed his faith in Christ boldly. He was the first Christian martyr. He confessed Jesus and him crucified. He confessed Jesus to be his Savior. And the Christians in the first centuries confessed these same things about Jesus. Then in the 1500s, Martin Luther and Martin Chemnitz and others confessed these things about Jesus. In the 1800s, C.F.W. Walther confessed these things about Jesus. And in the 1930s and 1940s, in Hitler's Germany, Hermann Sasse and Dietrich Bonhoeffer confessed these things about Jesus. In the 1990s in America, Dr. Al Berry and Dr. Oswald Hoffman confessed these things about Jesus. In this congregation, in the last 40 or 50 years, Pastor Smith and Pastor Schultz and Pastor Busher have confessed these things about Jesus, as have you. One of the things that I love about this church is the three little letters that are posted after the name First Lutheran Church. The letters are UAC. They stand for the Unaltered Augsburg Confession. And they speak loudly about what we confess about Jesus. We must never forget those three little letters. For by these three little letters we share faith with those who were fathers of the faith. We confess the same thing about Jesus that these dear Christians confessed about him. It is all about Jesus over and over and over and over again. It is all about Jesus. What do you believe about Jesus? He is the Savior of the world. He is the one who came to save you from your sins and death and hell. He came. He suffered. He died. He rose again from the dead. He is risen. What do you believe about Jesus? Say it in the creeds. Say it in the confessions. Say it with St. Peter and all the saints who said, I say you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And as Dr. Hoffman used to say, what more is left to say but amen and amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.